Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a Grand Ole Opry tribute concert, which is coming up this Saturday at the Aplex in Alpena. One of the ones who are going to do that, a good friend of mine, longtime friend, Bobby Randall. How are you, Bobby?
Hi, Kevin. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you. Boy, you get around. The last time I saw you, you were backing up for, now, unfortunately, the late Billy Joe Royal.
Yeah, you know, that may have been the last show I did with Billy Joe Royal. I may have done one more. Yeah. I talked to him about a week before his death, and just what a, I don't know, what a lesson it is to me, to people that are around you, to, you need to let people around you know that you love them and you care about them, because, man, you just never know when you're going to be gone or they're going
to
be gone.
Boy, so, no doubt about that. And it was a wonderful night, and I got the chance to talk to you about a CD you have out. But you also have been doing, and you mentioned you did it earlier in the year, this Grand Ole Opry tribute concert. Now, tell us a little bit about what people are going to see when they come out this Saturday night.
Kevin, if you're a fan of the Grand Ole Opry and a fan of that kind of music, this is the best show you're going to see. I guarantee you it's the best singers, the best players. We take you on a musical and an educational trip from when the Grand Ole Opry started right up into about the 80s and a little of the 90s. And you'll find out all kinds of information about the Grand Ole Opry and even why they call Nashville Music City USA, which has all ties to the Grand Ole Opry. So it's an incredible story. You'll learn things about the Grand Ole Opry. I guarantee you, you'll laugh. I guarantee you, you will cry. There is a couple of songs that will bring you right to your knees. It's just an emotional and an educational and one of the best musical shows I've been a part of.
You know what? And you've been a part of a lot of shows. Of course, for anybody who doesn't know Bobby Randall, he was a member of Sawyer Brown. And I know currently you're with Confederate Railroad. And as I mentioned, you're off on your own, too, with a CD. So you know of what you speak. Now, when they come out to the show, is it going to be like watching the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, we don't dress up like the characters of the Grand Ole Opry, although we do have Grandpa Jones and Minnie Pearl who do, and they're pretty funny, and they're dressed up in character. It's I kind of sit out there and narrate some things and play some songs and tell stories that are things about the Grand Ole Opry. Interesting facts. I mean, things like, people probably didn't know, the electric guitar and the drums were banned from the Grand Ole Opry for years.
Yeah.
People who had the first number one record. Interesting things like, there was two guys in Ernest Tubbs' band that went on to be even more famous than he was. Who were they? In a couple of their songs. A lot of just and trivial facts, and I'm telling you, it's music, though, that just, it's the greatest. We have the best singers, the best. We have a little girl named Missy Zinker, who comes out and does Loretta Lynn songs, Patsy Cline songs and stuff, and just, she's 21 years old and just kills it. And so it's a great show. It's just a great show.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's a Saturday night, 7 p.m., and that'll be at the Aplex in Alpena. The tickets are just $10, so you're getting a great night of entertainment. And I know that Grand Ole Opry has always been very, very popular throughout the years, and just about every age and just about every generation. So they're going to recognize a lot of the music that that you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah, if you like fiddle playing, lots of fiddle, lots of real country music. And again, we kind of start out with a couple early songs, Bill Monroe songs, some early Roy Acuff songs, and then work our way into, all the way up into some Ronnie Millsap, through Hank Williams, through Ernest Tubb, through Jack Green, through everybody that goes to the Opry, little Jimmy Dickens. And there's a lot of Michigan trivia tied into the Grand Ole Opry that will surprise you.
Indeed. And I'm not going to give any of it away. They got to come on out to the show, which is going to be on a Saturday night. The doors open at 5:30, and tickets are available at the Aplex and also at Neiman's Family Market. It should be a great night. And Bobby, we're looking forward to that show. It should be a fun one. And of course, was Sawyer Brown a member of the Grand Ole Opry?
You know something? We weren't. One of the guys, and I talk about this a little bit in the show, one of the guys, there was a guy named Porter Wagner. Mm-hmm. And in the 80s, one of the things the Grand Ole Opry did was they really fought for tradition. Yeah. They didn't like the changes in the new music. They wouldn't even let Buck Owens on there because they were, and when Buck Owens came out, he was too rock and roll. They banned Kitty Wells' song from the Grand Ole Opry because it was too controversial. And so Sawyer Brown was never a member of the Grand Ole Opry, but Porter Wagner said, listen, if we don't open our arms up to some of this new music and these new people that are coming out, you know, we're wasting away to nothing. So he was a big advocate for trying to get new talent on there. Every time I played the Grand Ole Opry, which were several times, I was all on Porter Wagoner's show. The rule was you came out and you did one song because you were a guest and you left. Porter Wagoner always gave up one of his songs and said, hey, you all stay out here and do another song. So great man, Porter Wagoner, by the way.
Indeed. Well, hopefully you pay some tribute to him on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Grand Ole Opry Tribute Concert. Again, it's at the Aplex in Alpena this Saturday night. Doors open at 5:30. Show at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10. Available at the Aplex and at Neiman's there in Alpena. Now, Bobby Randall, one of the stars of that show. Bobby, always a pleasure talking to you, and I wish we had more time to talk. So I would love to talk more music. You obviously are a music historian, and I think it's great to talk to you, and great you're bringing this kind of music to the younger generations, too.
That's right. Thank you so much, and more. Thank you so much for the spins off of my CD, and just thanks for being a friend and supporting me over the years. Just like Porter Wagoner, you're a great guy. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Kevin.